You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Aaron Smith, a registered financial consultant, radio host, motivational speaker, and author of In the Black, the Ultimate 9-Step Plan for Financial Fitness, which provides a down-to-earth 9-step plan to take control of your financial future. Aaron is also the founder and president of Richmond, Virginia headquartered A.W. Smith Financial Group with a national client base. Aaron, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be speaking with you this morning.
Very honored to have you as well. So what is the definition of financial literacy?
Well, financial literacy is, Eric, actually the ability, and I say ability in quotes, to understand, maximize, and manage your personal income, control your spending, and invest effectively to reach your personal, and I mean your personal, financial goals. It means, Eric, basically, you should understand how to maximize your income, which means you should understand how to negotiate, and you have to understand your net worth, or your worth, I should say. So it's important. It's certainly important to understand that definition is something that's just not very simplistic, but very comprehensive. And if you understand how to effectively control your spending and invest in an effective way from a tax standpoint, you are sure to be able to be in a better position to reach your financial goals.
So how do you know if you are financially literate or financially fit?
Well, first of all, you have to understand how to define your goals, your financial goals. Most of us don't really pay much attention to this on a daily basis, Eric, and it's clearly getting to understand of what your financial goals are and understanding how to develop a game plan or a strategy on how to accomplish this in the most tax efficient and the most effective way with less risk.
What are ways you can educate yourself and still have fun?
Well, certainly we all, Eric, want to continue to have fun. That's what it's all about. The game of life is about having fun. And I always say, if you want to learn about finances, it's not a bad idea to do it through board games. Monopoly. You know about a Monopoly, don't you, Eric?
Oh, yeah. What a great game that is.
Yes, it is. We've all played the game of Monopoly, and I will always say go back to the fundamentals, play Monopoly. There's another game board that I really like that's fun, and you can learn about money. It's called Cash Flow 101 by a gentleman by the name of Robert Kiyosaki. So I'm a fan of board games to help you increase your financial literacy, and that'll help you also have some fun.
I like it. Today we are joined by Aaron Smith, author of In the Black, the Ultimate 9-Step Plan for Financial Fitness, and also the founder and president of Richmond, Virginia headquartered A.W. Smith Financial Group with a national client base here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Aaron, why should you become financially literate, and can't you be happily ignorant?
Well, I think you probably could be actually happy ignorant, Eric, but what happens when your ignorance becomes reality? That's where the problem becomes. Well, it's important because we all have values. We all want to create some type of freedom, peace of mind, be comfortable, help others. You may want to create the most effective strategy to help you build the happiness that you want in your life. And in order to do this, my gosh, Eric, you got to know about money. You got to be able to understand it. And if you're able to understand money, your value system becomes even much clearer to you because you understand exactly where you're going.
Is it ever too late to become financially literate or financially fit? And what are some basic steps toward putting someone on a path to financial fitness? I'm sure a lot of the listeners would fall under that category, the latter.
Well, absolutely. I will tell you, man, traditional education is certainly very important in our lives. We've always been taught traditional education with the basics that we must learn with mathematics and being able to read and write. Professional education is certainly good. Understanding how to perfect your profession, such as being a chef or engineer or an attorney. But financial education is a lot of what we're lacking. We're lacking the ability to understand how to manage our everyday dollars, our everyday understanding of money, whether you are, Eric, individual or whether you are an entrepreneur, business owner. It's certainly important to put yourself in the position, and it's never, ever too late. And I mean that, never too late to start.
And that's very, very good news as well. So what are the top issues people are facing these days?
Well, I think we are, when we say the top issues, I can really point to what's happening in this country. Certainly we have a large deficit in this country in the trillions, way in the trillions. We are challenged with our governmental systems in terms of pensions. You have a lot of private, even private corporations, or public corporations, I should say, that are challenged with their pensions, and they're reducing those pensions or changing those pensions, Eric, over to i.e. qualified plans such as 401k plans. That's a big challenge because in this country, many of us are actually living longer. So longevity, I should say, is probably the most top issue that we're dealing with. And with that longevity, we're not thinking about longevity. We're not thinking about how long we're living. That means we're not really clear on how much money we need to make sure that we don't outlive our money. That's pretty much the top issues that we're having in our financial world, and certainly we want to help you get your hands around that.
How do you predict your readiness for retirement, which is so important?
Well, it's all going to be predicted on your ability to adapt. How do you understand how to adapt with what's going on, Eric, in our country now? How do you position yourself? Have you put pen to paper? Always speak about pen to paper. Write down your goals. How much you're going to need, Eric, in your retirement? And at what age are you going to need that at? And how long are you going to need it for? So it's important that you put pen to paper. And if you do that, that gives you a head start to help you to get to where you want to get financially.
It certainly does. In conclusion and customary on the program, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur listening in that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
Hey, I would say, Eric, the best thing that you can do is go for it. Don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen to those dream busters out there. You go for it. You focus. You put yourself in the position to W-I-N, which is win. And that's what it's all about. And you will be the best entrepreneur, the best small business person that you can be. And guess what? Your community is looking for you. They do need you.
I like it. He is Aaron Smith, a registered financial consultant, radio host, motivational speaker, and author of In the Black, The Ultimate 9-Step Plan for Financial Fitness, which provides a down-to-earth 9-step plan to take control of your financial future. Aaron is also the founder and president of Richmond, Virginia headquartered A.W. Smith Financial Group with a national client base. And the website of reference is awsmithfinancial.com. Aaron, a great pleasure to have you a part of Enterprise Radio this morning.
Eric, thank you so much. We'll look to talk some other time. Thank you.
This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
You're listening to EPN.